On with Mario Lopez.
What up? It's Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio from Secrets and Lies, actress McNally Seagal. How are you, McNally?
Good morning. I'm good. Thank you.
That is a cool name, McNally Seagal.
Thank you.
You should be a detective with that name, like a real life one. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I've played detective. But
okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. It works out. Yeah. So we're right in the middle of season two. And for those who may not be familiar or who aren't caught up, what's the premise of this season?
Well, Secrets and Lies is there's one crime and then the 10 episodes solve it. And
I like that.
Yeah, it's kind of fun to watch.
Fun. That's
the whole
fun.
Thing.
To see
and Juliette
that,
Lewis is the amazing Detective Cornell. And so last season was a whole different crime. The crime this season is Michael Ealy, who is unbelievable.
He's a good guy.
Is accused of murdering his wife. And Juliette Lewis is coming in to find out.
Ooh, did he do it?
I am not allowed to say.
Oh, we're not allowed to say.
I play his executive secretary, so I do know everything, but I'm not allowed to say.
Got it. I'm just trying to catch you slipping.
So you helped bury the body.
Yes, that's right. I like that they do that now. They're starting to do that on particular shows, and it really allows sort of the characters to develop and the story to develop, like one
Absolutely.
Long movie, too.
You know, when television is so good these days.
Right.
That I go out to see a movie, and I'm like, it's so short. It's an hour and 20 minutes. I don't really get the whole world.
You get spoiled.
Yeah. And so I think it's really fun to have just one crime, 10 episodes. You can really get into it.
Yeah. An impressive cast, too. You mentioned Juliette Lewis. She's a great actress. Terry O'Quinn.
Yeah.
My buddy Eric Winter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's really fun.
Yeah. So who's the most fun on set? He's a pretty laid-back guy.
He is very fun, actually. He is really fun. And one thing that I've been amazed watching, being part of the show, is Michael Ealy has given everything. I mean, he's in almost every single scene, and he just gives it. He just gives it not only in every scene, but in the whole set. He's just a great guy.
Nice.
Yeah.
He was my recent, fun fact, celeb name game partner, Michael Ealy.
Oh, really?
We won people a lot of money.
Oh,
so
how
he's
funny.
He's got a light side to him. We were balancing each other out.
Oh, how funny.
And I saw you recently on Scandal, so what was it like on that set?
Well, the thing is, on that set, you know, they talk twice as fast or maybe 10 times as fast as normal people talk. I mean, it's just absolutely crazy. And I had every scene was with Kerry Washington. I had 15 pages of dialogue in one day, which is huge.
That's like a soap opera.
Huge. Yes. So I go in and I meet her, and she in the makeup trailer, she goes, sit down. Let's go. Let's begin. Let's go over our lines. And I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
She doesn't miss a beat. She's in
there's no time.
Of everything. There's no time. And she was fantastic.
Wow. Did you get them all? Were you able to complete it?
I was. Yes. But it was, you know, it was very dramatic. My boyfriend betrayed me and he was murdered. You know, it was all this stuff. I was a 4-star general, head of the NSA.
Heavy duty.
Yeah, it was very heavy duty. But then the only direction or the most often direction was, that's fantastic. Can you do it faster?
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, well, my boyfriend's been killed. He's falling out of a refrigerator. Yeah, just speak faster.
Yeah, well, why the pace? Because of the time itself? Or they just like that sort of Aaron Sorkin kind of
pace? It's Aaron Sorkin kind of pace, and it's just, you know, super amount of information. And also that Kerry Washington is just on it.
Yeah.
You don't have to tell me twice. You know, just super fast.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah,
no, that's
really
cool.
Fun,
and you were also on Sons of Anarchy. Worked on some great shows right there. Now that cast seemed really, really tight. I know a few of those guys, and they really do get along well and hang off. Off the set.
They do. The thing about Sons of Anarchy, I did 5 seasons, but I was the least cool person for miles. 4 miles, and even the makeup artist, everyone covered in tattoos, but me. And, you know, I would just come into work like, good morning. You know, I was definitely a dork, but I did find in season 3, I had a full back tattoo. My character did.
Oh, did? Really?
But I didn't know about it until I just turned on my computer and I'm like, what? I used to be in a gang. Oh, my God.
Full on back tattoo.
Yes.
Oh, that's fun.
Which was also fun because, you know, it stays for like 10 days. They're like, do you want to take it off? I'm like, I think I'll like to keep it on and go to the PTA meeting in a sundress, you know.
See, I like that idea, like the 10-day tattoo. I would rock that. I don't like anything too permanent.
Yes.
You know, then the Catholic in me would be, that'd be bad. But a 10-day tattoo, I can roll with that.
Yeah.
You know, mix it up.
It was pretty cool. The only thing is, it's like, you know, like Goldfinger, she died because she was painted in gold.
Right.
You know, and you can't breathe. You can't really breathe with it because like a saran wrap.
Oh, okay.
You know, and so it covered my entire back.
Wow.
And then you kind of like go, I can't breathe.
Huh.
Yeah. Is that because it'll like crack? Or
no, it
you clogs your pores. And,
I'm not a doctor, but you know, you breathe through your skin.
Yeah,
your lungs too, but also there's oxygen passing through.
So it's just not healthy.
So it's just blocking everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So, what a trip.
Yeah,
a trip.
But it was fun.
Well, I thought this was a fun fact. You had a role in the Seinfeld finale.
Oh my god!
Right? No. What do you remember about that time?
Oh my god. What was funny, I was doing another show, and it was, you know, the Seinfeld finale was the hugest thing ever. Mm-hmm. And I got an audition for it, but I was working on something else, so I just had my lunch break. So I go in, there's 200 people waiting to audition. And oh my God. Walk in, I'm like, who's in charge here? and I'm like, what? And they go, this guy over here. I did not know. Now we all know who Larry David is. I did not know. And they said, yeah, he's in charge. So I go up to Larry David. I go, hey, I got to be seen first. Because there's 200 people ahead of you. I'm like, yeah, I got to be seen right now. And so he made me audition right in front of everyone, right in front in the waiting room. He goes, oh, really? You have to be now. I'm like, yeah, I got to be right now. So we do the scene in the waiting room. And then he goes, okay, this will work. Can you wait to meet Jerry Seinfeld? I'm like, I don't have time. I don't have time. I'm working on something else. So he's walking me. Larry David walked me to my car and said, you honestly don't have time to meet Jerry Seinfeld. I'm like, I don't.
Where were you going?
Back to my job. I was doing a show. I don't even remember what
Right. Oh,
and I was like, I got to go. It was a 45-minute lunch.
Yeah.
And, anyway, it was really fun. And then
that's the best story ever.
Oh, and then the best thing was... So I go to do it, and it's the very final episode. So everyone's getting Seinfeld leather jackets, Seinfeld I got all of the swag.
You did?
For the
whole
9 years on Seinfeld. And they were like, here, take all this swag with you that like filled my car.
What a score.
And it was fun. And then the other thing was everyone, they said, you know, cast together, everyone's sobbing, crying, and the music is playing. We're saying goodbye to each other. I had said, you know, hello that morning.
Right.
Like, oh, so sad. Oh, Jerry. You know, I got to be part of the big sobbing finale.
Wow, that is such a cool story. Yeah. And what a great audition story, too. And isn't it ironic when you act like you don't care, that's when they want you the most?
Well, yes. And then I'm like, after that, I'm like, well, so for the rest of my life, should I just go? Yeah. I'm like, you know, I'm just like, oh my god. And then what is so attractive about I don't care about you, right? I don't know what it is.
So LA.
How pissed were those other 200 people?
I know. Can you imagine?
And then you think how many auditions I've had since then. I'm like, should I just absolutely always go, I need to be first for anything?
Well, that's sort of, there's something to be said for that sort of attitude.
I do that at the line at Chipotle, and it works. Yeah,
excuse me.
I suggest that in like your romantic social life too. Yeah. Just, hey, listen, I don't really want to be with you, but if you want, I want to be first.
Exactly. You can follow me to my car, and I may or may not say yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Is it true you were the middle kid of 10 children?
I am. Although if you do the math, there are two middle kids in the middle of 10 children.
Well, technically, yes.
Yes.
There's a
same mom and dad?
Number 5 and number 6, yeah.
That's awesome. My mom, too. 5 brothers, 5 sisters. My father,
really?
4 brothers, 4 sisters. Yes.
Well, so I heard you say Catholic, so I was raised Catholic.
Where are you from?
Chicago.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wow, so I can't even think of that. I mean, I've got two, you know, we're debating with... Nowadays, it just seems...
Yeah.
It seems like it would be impossible,
so
doesn't
you
it?
You have two.
I have two at the moment.
Yeah, I had two, and then I went, this is... way too calm. What do you mean? You take her, I'll take him.
Right?
This is crazy. So I had a third.
Oh, so then you had a third. So, and it changes it up, huh?
It totally does. Then when it's three, it's what I felt comfortable. It was like, somebody get your shoes. Oh my God.
Yeah.
It was just mass hysteria, and it feels much more comfortable to me.
Yeah. And then being in the middle of that. Wow. And my mom and dad were the eldest of their brood, right? So you end up kind of feeling like they ended up, at least they told me, like you raise your little brothers and sisters, the little ones.
Yes.
So that's why they had one of each, and they're like, that's it. We don't want any more.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. You might go for the chaos.
Well, no. If it was up to me, I'd go for it. It's my wife that I got to negotiate with. She always says, who's the hostage in this situation? I got to negotiate. No, that's very cool. Well, before we let you go, I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, okay?
Okay.
Go-to karaoke song.
Stand By Your Man.
Okay.
Only because I think it's funny, not because I feel like I want to win it.
I remember that song from the Blues Brothers. Remember when they sang it in the Blues Brothers?
Yes. Yeah, it was like awesome.
TV Guilty Pleasure.
I don't. watch a lot of TV.
You don't watch a lot of TV?
I barely even watch my own stuff on TV. It's horrible. It's not like, I'm not pretending I'm a reader, but I'm like, you know, I don't really watch a lot of TV.
So you don't feel it's necessary just for research or just to study at any point? Not really?
Well, yes, I do. I do, but...
But just in your free time, not what you're doing.
Not really.
But if you don't watch much, you definitely don't watch guilty pleasure stuff.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah, you gotta be selective.
I don't watch guilty pleasure.
Celebrity crush growing up?
I guess it would be Sean Connery.
Oh, that's a good one. A good one. Time travel destination?
40s New York.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What superpower would you like?
To fly, certainly. Definitely. Who doesn't? Does anyone ever say anything else?
We get a few different ones.
Yeah, that's probably the most fun one, I think.
That's a fun one.
Would be the best.
I want to be able to speak all languages, right?
Oh.
You communicate.
Well, you
anywhere.
Know what? You can. Just use the Google Translate. That's not even a superpower. You can just do
it. Just fluently, though.
Have you ever tried Google Translate?
I haven't. Have you guys tried it?
I haven't, no.
I haven't tried it.
It works for anything. Does it? I've barely tried it. I've done it a couple times. I was in Spain, and I was like, you know, ¿dónde está? You know, like, it was very helpful.
I'm going to try it now.
It's accurate?
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't know. It does. And then what astonished me, my son, he's a winemaker in Seattle. He's going to go to Korea. I said, try Google Translate. It's even in Korean, you can just say, squeeze the grapes harder, and then boom, and then there it comes out in
That's
Korean.
That's kind of cool.
Then you hold it up to someone else, and they say this, and then it answers you.
Well, this changes everything. I'm going to have to change my superpower. Yes, it's not so super.
No, that's a waste of time.
It's a waste of a superpower.
Google beat you.
You've changed my mind.
There's no need for that.
Thank you.
Move on. Come up with something else.
I'm moving on. I'm moving on quickly. Well, Secrets and Lies airs Sundays on ABC, and you can follow her on Twitter @McDonnellySigal. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you. This was a pleasure. On with Mario Lopez.